This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So let's get a little bit more insight into Penn State and some of the players they might be offering up in the NFL. We turn to a guy that puts the happy in Happy Valley. If you listen to Penn State football, you will absolutely love him. He is Steve Jones, the voice of Penn State football, and right now he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Steve.
Andy, great to be with you. Jeff, you as well. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to talking. Do you like that? You put the happy in Happy Valley on Saturdays. How's that sound? Yeah.
Well, some days it's so great it's ecstatic.
Okay, so the Browns are sitting with the second pick in the draft, Steve, and, you know, quarterback. But I keep looking at this young man from Penn State and thinking, man, do I want him at defensive end?
I want him too.
Yeah, and everybody has him. If he's not the highest ranked player in the draft, he's second behind Genty from Boise State. In other words, he's a premier talent. How good is Abdul Carter? And I ask you as a guy who watched Micah Parsons.
Yeah, he's a game changer. Because what they did, they were going to move Micah Parsons his junior year to a position where he was going to be rushing a lot. So the way the Cowboys used him. Carter was moved from linebacker to defensive end, and he played it out this past year. And the question was going to be, when you move from a linebacking spot, which means he knows how to play the pass, by the way, so that means he knows how to, on a zone blitz, how to play it. When you move him there, his speed and quickness came into play, but you're also going up against a bigger man. When you are blitzing as a linebacker, a lot of times you're being picked up by a running back. Well, his speed and quickness and his pure upper body strength showed right away, and he had no problem handling it. He's a game changer the way he plays. He attacks quarterbacks, attacks the ball, and he really is a difficult handle. You really can't handle him one-on-one. And he is somebody that works very, very hard at his craft. I'll give you a side story before we get to the next question. And that is, Jack Ham and I would observe him after practices. And while guys do a few things here and there, and then they go to the locker room, he stayed extra time on the field with Deion Barnes, who's Penn State's defensive line coach, and also Torrence Brown, who works with the defensive line. And he'd be working on his craft every day. Today I'm going to work on takeoffs. Today I'm going to work on hand placement. That's how much he cared about being a really great defensive end, because he would put in the extra time, and that would be the kind of player somebody's getting.
How quick for him to adapt to the NFL game?
I don't think it's going to take long because of what he did this past year in college.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you have to make a move like that from an inside linebacking spot or outside linebacking spot like he did, to then playing a down spot at defensive end and showed that he could do it, he's the kind of athlete that can be a game wrecker. I don't think it's going to be a real big transition for him.
Maybe put on a little size. It's just weird because, you know, we sit here, we watch Myles Garrett every week, and as I'm just thinking back to the Ohio State game too for Abdul Carter, and I was like, oh, man, I hope the Browns get him next year. Yeah. But it's just weird because we look at this, like, if you're sitting in Cleveland, the prototypical defensive end now is Myles Garrett, who is just like a superhero. Do you think he needs to get a little bigger for the pros? Or
it's interesting because he's 259 pounds, but he's really, I mean, I'm talking put together.
Yeah.
Now, Myles Garrett is put together. I mean, Myles Garrett is, I mean, he is a platinum standard. And Abdul Carter is just really put together. Can his frame handle a little more weight? Yeah, it could handle a little more weight. Mm-hmm. Now, do I want him at 290 pounds? No, mm-hmm. Because I think that would lessen his effectiveness. But I think when you look at, I'll give you a guy, he's a different kind of player.
Okay.
But look how effective Nolan Smith was as an undersized guy at defensive end for the Philadelphia Eagles this year. And it's your ability these days is to, on that takeoff, Carter's takeoff is so good. He's already got an offensive tackle in a defensive position as an offensive tackle. And that's what he does with his quickness. And also he's done a great job of becoming more violent with his hands. Garrett, of course, has all that. He's violent with his hands. He's violent, you know, his takeoff is second to none. So my question for Carter would be, can he put on a little bit more with the frame he has? Yeah, because he played at linebacker 245 to 249. So he was able to put on 10 to 15 pounds in the past year and was quicker and better. So he can put a little bit more on? Sure, but I wouldn't want to put so much on where now he's become a different kind of player.
Steve Jones joining us. He is the radio play-by-play voice of Penn State football. In this draft, and it's kind of weird, and the Browns are in the draft for the first time in a while because of the Deshaun Watson trade, giving up all those number right. ones. But Tennessee right. needs a quarterback. The Browns need a quarterback. The Giants need a quarterback, and they're drafting 1, 2, 3 in a year where there's no clear-cut guy that this should be the quarterback. I've not seen Abdul dropping anywhere really past New York, maybe. It seems like if Tennessee doesn't take him, the Browns just will. At least that's the feel that everybody else gets, and he's certainly not getting past the Giants if the Browns and Tennessee both take quarterbacks. What are you hearing, Steve? Have you heard any buzz that one team likes him more than the other? Because, again, I can't see him dropping out of the top three.
Yeah, I can't see him dropping out of the top three either, Jeff. I mean, when I look at where what everybody's doing, and is there a quarterback? And we know how valuable that position is. But is there a guy in this draft where you sit back and go, game changer?
Probably right? not.
Carter is a game changer. Just like, look, Myles Garrett, when you got him, was a game changer. First overall pick in the draft and was a game changer and has become one of the absolute elite players in the league. Carter, I think, has a chance to be that kind of player and be a long-term type of player. Whereas a quarterback, you know, it takes a while. And that's the problem with the quarterback spot. It takes a while to get used to the speed of the game. And these guys are coming at you at 100 miles an hour. And it takes a long time for your mind to get the game down to 5 to 10 miles an hour. When you're a defensive end, you can be a game wrecker right out of the gate. And I think that a game wrecker right out of the gate would be really important for any team, whether it's the Titans, the Giants, or the Browns. And the Giants fouled up. I mean, look, when they had a chance to draft Micah Parsons and they went for Kadarius Toney.
Yeah.
Okay. Oops.
That's a good way to put it.
Steve Jones, the voice of Penn State football, nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Kevin Stefanski's taking over the offense again here in Cleveland. He likes to use the tight ends. David Njoku is here, but it does look like he is going to – I would think the Browns will pick up another tight end. And I got to tell you, we also had the chance to watch Tyler Warren play a little bit this year, and that boy can play
a
little bit of tight end. Just your thoughts on him and his ability to improve between his junior and senior year. His numbers went off the charts.
He is the kind of guy that Kevin Stefanski would love because he just loves to play, and he's a great athlete. So Andy Koltynicki comes in as the offensive coordinator at Penn State. And, you know, because of spring practice, you're a fifth-year player. You do some things, but not everything. And they were recruiting another tight end once spring practice was over last year. And they said, hey, you should see this guy's basketball tape. And he said, oh, okay. And he said, well, one of the other coaches said, well, it's not as great as Warren's basketball team. And Andy looked over. He says, Warren's basketball team? He says, yeah. He says, you want to see it? He says, yeah. After he saw it, he went, oh, my God, what can we do with this guy? All right, so now he played 9 different spots on the field last year for Penn State.
Wow.
Great hands. You're talking about meat cleaver hands. Great hands. Right? Run the quarterback sneak, run a quarterback draw with him. He can throw the football. He can do all of these things in an offense that brings such a variety where every time a defense lined up against Penn State, the first thing they had to find was, where's 44? Every time. Now, that doesn't usually happen with tight ends in the game. But with him, because they lined him up all over the field and used him in a wide variety of ways, he had to be found every time. Now, the next part is, part of that leap that you talk about is he has become an excellent blocker over time. That's why you can use him at the tight end spot. You can use him at the H-back spot. And attitude, okay? When Carter, James Franklin brought in Carter and Warren to tell them they were first-team All-Americans. He brought in Carter first, and Carter's like, oh, this is incredible. I can't wait to tell my family. This is awesome. Wow, I'm going to get my picture up on the wall at Penn State. The whole thing's great.
Nice.
Then he brought Warren in. He says, you're first-team All-American. Congratulations. Warren's reaction was, thanks.
I like both of those responses for a variety of reasons. That's
yes.
Great. That's great.
I think what's interesting about him, and if he ends up in Cleveland, which I would love, with Kevin Stefanski, is he likes to sneaky put guys in back at the H-back or the fullback spot because they don't normally list one. And to me, just looking at Warren, I mean, the numbers that he had on the ground this year were okay, you know, enough for a guy that you might want to use a tight end. But if you're trying to get him on the field to do a little bit more, that it wouldn't shock me at all. He does seem like a perfect fit for a Kevin Stefanski offense.
But, Steve, he's going in the first round, right?
Oh, Warren is definitely a first-round pick. In fact, I think he's a top 15 pick.
Yeah.
I think in the end, he's a guy that didn't really need to work out at the combine. Why bother? He laid down enough video this year. And I'll give you an idea of the kind of guy, player he is. Penn State's trying to close out the game at Minnesota. All right. And it was a fourth down play, and Drew Aller rolled, and the play was supposed to go to Singleton to the right. And Warren was able to slip out and get out into the flat on the far side of the field. Well, Aller turns around, finds him, and Warren catches it, and he's at the 2-yard line. And instead of going in, he went right down to the ground because he knew he could end the game by doing that. I mean, when you have a guy that's a great athlete that also, quote, knows how to play the game, you've got a slice of gold.
Steve Jones is joining us. He's the radio play-by-play voice of Penn State football. You mentioned Drew Aller. We were just getting there. Drew's from Northeast Ohio. Drew was coming out for the draft, then went back to Penn State and probably coming out next year. What do you think of Drew as an NFL quarterback? Because if you like him, we're willing to wait.
Yeah, well, believe me, he'll be worth the wait because you're going to get a guy going into the NFL next year that when he starts against Nevada in the opening game of this upcoming season, it'll be the 30th start of his career. So he'll end up with the number of starts in his career in his 40s. So you're talking about 6'5", fabulous arm, every year becomes more accurate. And not only that, when you are playing against the Michigans, the Ohio States, the Notre Dames, you know, the SMUs and people like that that he's played against, he has seen every conceivable collegiate defense, and he has seen every conceivable collegiate speed of defense. So you're going to get a guy that has gone through all of it. And because of that, he has a better feel for the game because of that experience to go with his natural talent. And you talk about a great attitude, hard worker, first guy in the building. I mean, he's the first guy in the building. He's watching video in the morning before he goes to classes. And this is a guy that just is dedicated to being an excellent quarterback. And each year, he gets better and better. And I think the best is yet to come for Drew.
Yeah, let me ask you this, because we're huge, Drew. I know that, you know, we got a chance to watch him in high school.
We watch him here at Medina High School.
I remember the first time I watched him, I was like, man, this kid looks like Ben Roethlisberger playing with eighth graders out there. That's how good he looked in high school. But, you know, as we watch the season progress, and we are rooting for him because we want to see him play in the NFL, when the season was over and he said, I'm going back to Penn State, I was like, that's a good idea because I think he needs one more year. And I really do think that was a fantastic decision. Even though you look at the draft this year and we're saying, well, the quarterback class isn't that good. You tell me, am I right? I want to believe that I'm right and everything. So he needs one more year. And I think when we see him play one more year, there won't be any doubts next year.
See, that takes maturity on his part to make that kind of decision. And it also tells you a lot. He has a great family around him. So they're doing what they think is best for him. And in the end, it's best for Penn State, but doing best for him. Because you're right, one more year is really going to benefit him because he's been able to get better every year here. And as I said, the best is yet to come for him. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. And I think it takes a lot of maturity to do something like that. And when you do something like that and make a mature decision, if I'm an NFL team, that tells me something, right? That the guy has the maturity to sit back and say, you know what? One more year is really going to help me.
Yeah,
right? And you're going to get a better player because of it.
Yeah. I can't wait to see him in the NFL, but I do think he needed to go back another year. I think it's great for Penn State. Speaking of Penn State, just your thoughts on Jim Knowles making the move over from Columbus.
Well, you know, I mean, here's a guy from St. Joe's Prep down in Philly. I mean, that's where he came out of. So he's a Pennsylvania guy. Jim Knowles has not just a good reputation, he has a great reputation. Mm-hmm. He has been somebody that's done just great work. He has the ability to take players and put them in the right spots, which is critical for any defense along the way. Look how well Ohio State played, especially down the stretch with their defense. And the game at Beaver Stadium was a good example against Penn State. They were able to come up with two goal line stands in that game, one at the end of the first half and one near the end of the game with about 5.5 minutes to go. And his team against a very good Penn State offense was able to come up with that, and he made the right calls at the right times. He does a good job of putting players in the right position at the right time, and it makes a difference. And he has a great skill for calling the game. So for Penn State, it's a real statement for James Franklin that he looked around and said, he told Pat Kraft, the athletic director, hey, look, I'm looking for the best guy out there. And he was told, go get the best guy that you think out there, because Tom Allen had left for Clemson. And he identified as he thought Jim Knowles was the best guy. So he went out and got him, and I think he's a big difference maker for Penn State.
And it makes it fun to watch these Big Ten games, too. It just adds a little bit more drama.
A little more juice.
One more storyline.
One more storyline going to Ohio State in October.
It'll be fun. Steve, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate your perspective on stuff, and hopefully we can talk to you maybe right after the draft or around the draft again, too. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, anytime you guys want. It's my pleasure. You guys are terrific.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Steve Jones.
Thank you, Steve.
Voice of Happy Valley right there, Penn State football especially. Nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And then Steve Jones was just with us. He's the voice of Penn State football as well. And, you know, Steve, we talked about a number of things. And then we get in this conversation about, and I know everyone wants to talk about Abdul Carter, but Tyler Warren is just an outstanding tight end. And then Jeff has to crush my dreams as we're sitting here. I'm sitting here thinking about Tyler Warren playing for Kevin Stefanski and how much success he could have. And then I'm like, yeah, this guy's probably going 10 to 15, and we have no shot other than the fact that we trade back. And if we trade back and take a tight end rather than a quarterback, the entire town will explode.
We will have phone calls until the end of time if the Browns trade back out of two and draft a tight end.
What if they take their pick at number two, they take a quarterback, right?
You're not getting.
Can I do this? And then maybe they pile up and they get back into like the top. They probably need to get between 10 and 15 to get Warren if they wanted to, I would think.
I would think you might even, yeah.
Would you be okay with that? No, you wouldn't.
Andy, he can.
You're like, oh, we've got David Njoku, we're okay.
No, he can play.
And he can do a lot of things.
He can play. If you could get whoever you wanted it to and figure out how to get the best tight end in the draft, I think I'd applaud. But I wouldn't want to give up next year's number one to do it, and you'd probably have to give up next year's number one.
I don't see the math on it. Especially with David Njoku on the roster. It
doesn't seem doable.
No. I mean, there are a couple of the tight ends in this draft. One from Bowling Green that I think could turn some heads, too. So,
Why don't you just go open your own business? Hi, I'm Andy Baskin. I represent tight ends.
I'm very fair to long snappers and punters as well.
They could be your auxiliary business.
And then, of course, there's me going, you know, Tyler Warren could play fullback, too. You could have him play both.
I can hear you. He's a hell of a long snapper.
Hey, you know what? Although I don't want to. Harold Fannin's the other guy that we were talking about, too, a tight
from
end.
From Canton McKinley.
Yeah, from Bowling Green. Well, yeah. So there's another. I mean, and he might be in there much more in their wheelhouse for a later second, maybe even an early third round pick. I don't know. I wonder what they thought of him at the combine. I didn't really go back and look and see, but I know that a bunch of the local. I remember Mary Kay had said
she made a nice impression.
She was going to watch him to go see what he said. What else did you get out of that? I mean, Abdul Carter's really the conversation here.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Steve was glowing in his praise of Abdul Carter, which is exactly what we've heard from draft analysts, Sandy. It's not like Steve was pumping the guy that he has called his games for. Because they both are at Penn State. Steve was right on the money with everything that he said about him. And I honestly, in my head, my thought is, do you get your quarterback Cam Ward at two, or do you get Abdul Carter at two? If you can get one of those two guys, and you can, then success. If Tennessee takes Cam Ward, I'll take Abdul Carter. If Tennessee takes Abdul Carter, I'll take Cam Ward. Done.
If I have one big takeaway after the combine, I just feel like Cam Ward's going number one, no matter what, at all costs. I wrote that on a piece of paper and put it in my wallet, and I thought I'll make a movie about this.
You get a bonus later?
Cam Ward, at all costs, number one.
Someone's going to come and get him.
Yes. Either he's going to end up in Tennessee or
New York.
Kevin just said.
Or Cleveland.
Can't have nice things.
Yeah, nope, that's not what he said.
Can't have nice things.
Nope, that's not what he said.
Dan doesn't want you to call for the drops.
Close.
Dan wants to interject the drops.
Someone's going to come and get him. Don't you think? With
I'm just taking him if I'm Tennessee.
So then there he is. He's at one and it's over.
Yeah.
It's easy.
And Abdul Carter comes here. We trade Myles Garrett to Jacksonville. It'll be great. We'll have another defensive end.
Do we trust the Browns to do that? Do we trust the Browns to, if it plays out that simple, Cam Ward, one, Abdul Carter, two.
Or flip it.
Cam Ward, two, Abdul Carter, one.
I think it's going to be one or the other. I am hard pressed to think that those two guys don't go 1-2.
I think the need for quarterback and the fact that the Browns are one of those teams that need a quarterback could scare someone to try to jump up and get the number one spot.
Well, I didn't say Tennessee was taking him. I said 1-2. Right?
Yeah.
I would assume Tennessee would take him. If I'm Tennessee and I have the chance at the best quarterback in a draft, even if it's not, you know, he's not the most highly touted prospect to ever come out of quarterback, and I pass on him, you're making a really calculated gamble. If I'm Tennessee, I'm drafting him. If I'm the Giants, I'm trying to trade up to get him. If I'm the Browns, I'm wondering, do I like someone else who I think I can get in the second round or trade back up into the first and get later, who I think will be as good or close to?
Or I want to wait until next year?
Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe.
Or I want to wait until next year?
Yeah, maybe. You know, Andy, I know, and Daryl's right when, you know, Daryl said it's the best of a bad bunch. I would be completely okay if they don't get Cam Ward, that they don't take a quarterback at two, that's fine. And then draft a guy at 33 or trade back up or trade down and get a guy in the second round. And go sign Daniel Jones or go sign Carson Wentz or trade for Kirk Cousins or get him when he gets let go and just play that guy at quarterback for a year or two. I'm okay with that. And the reason I'm okay with it is because give me a better option. See, that's the thing. I'm not sitting here saying whoever they're going to get is going to be great. Give me a better option. And I don't think there are better options out there. And that's why, you know, I bring up these free agent guys. Well, okay, give me a better option.
But didn't Cam Ward say last week that if you don't draft me, you're going to regret it?
Oh, he's going to make a list.
Oh, I love it. I love that idea. I love that. And, you know, the other thing, Browns fans make a list every time, too. Every player the Browns have ever passed on.
Oh, we have a list.
We live on that list. 24/7.
Cody Kessler, Deshaun Kaiser.
Cody's still playing somewhere.
I don't know.
Didn't somebody give us an update on Cody? Insurance?
He was on TV show the other day.
Oh, he's doing TV. Sorry.
Wasn't that it? And he said what his deal was?
Here's the other part of this, too. Is truly Shedeur Sanders dropping? Or was he never really there to start?
Somebody's going to draft him high. You know that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think he goes top
7.
Yeah.
I can't imagine him getting past the Jets at 7. And why do I say that? Because these teams, in Browns included, need quarterbacks. And here's the top of the draft. Tennessee, Will Levis. Browns, Jameis Winston. Giants, Drew Lock. Patriots, they're set. Jacksonville, probably set at Trevor Lawrence. Raiders, Aiden O'Connell. Jets, gosh, I don't even know who the Jets quarterback is now. Is it Trevor Siemian?
I believe it's Tyrod Taylor.
There it is. I mean, these guys need quarterbacks. So that's why I, even though Sanders may be dropping, man, if he goes beyond 7, I think that'll be really telling. I mean, that if he doesn't get picked in the top 7, then that tells you that NFL teams just don't think he's going to be that good of a pro quarterback. Simple.
I can buy it. All right, a little bit more on the NFL here, too. And I do want to talk a little bit of baseball here today before we say goodbye. So let's come back. We'll do that. 216-474-0092.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.